very big problem, the best time to light. This is very unclear. It's a big machloket. Shown in poskim and hagim. So anything you do, someone said it. So you're always right. Can't be wrong. Even if you want to be machmir and do the best that you think, there is no single way to be machmir and do it the perfect way. No one knows. I don't know why it worked out like that. It's so confusing. Maybe because it's a yontiv of galus, and galus is full of confusion. So this mitzvah, which is maybe the biggest mitzvah in galus, because you light the menorah outdoors and show it to everybody that you're Jewish and identified. So, but in galus is a big mishmash. It's a very confusing situation to be a Jew in galus. So then that the mitzvah of Hanukkah becomes very confusing in terms of when's the best time to light the candles. So we'll go through different, the best time according to. Shita number one says the best time is at Shkiyat HaChama when the sun goes down, which is 4:30. The Rambam wrote a very, the Shulchan Aruch also copied the Lashon, he wrote a very strict Lashon. He says, be medagdik, try to light it at the best time. Rambam, it's very unusual, he says, try to light. He says, lo yagdim, lo yacher, don't get it early, don't get late, get the time. But we don't know what it is. So, one opinion is, it's exactly when the sun goes down, which is 4:30, 4:29, then you look it up, Shkiyat HaChama, that's time number one. Time number two is, Vona Gaon, Seisa Kochavim, is the best time. As a kochavim Vilna Gaon, also we're not sure exactly when that is, but let's say it's a half an hour after the sun goes down, we should make it 5:00. Some say 42 minutes after the sun goes down, that's a third opinion, is 5. When you make Havdalah Shabbos, 5:11, 5:10. So it's 4:30, 5, 5:10. Then, next opinion says the best time is the Shkia of Avinu Tam, which is much, much later. It's 54 minutes after the regular Shkia, so that would make it 5. Next time after 5:10 is 5:25. Shkia of Avinu Tam. Some say it's Avinu Tam's Tseis. Avinu Tam's Tseis would be an hour and a half after candle lighting, which would be 5:40 instead of 5:25, 5:40. Next opinion says that the best time is when most people will see it. So depending where you light, when will be the most people going to see it? So you put it by a window, when are the most people on the street to see your candles? Or you're lighting at home, when are the most people at home? When do people come home? So that's another idea. So that's the first time. How long are you allowed to light? Okay, the most strict opinion is from your first time, you only have a half an hour. Whatever you consider your first time, you have a half an hour. After the half an hour, you can't light. That's a strict opinion. We don't pass that. Second opinion is you can light any time, as long as people will see it. So it's by a window, as long as people are walking on the street. If it's in the YU dormitory on the ground floor, as long as people are walking around in and out of the dorm and they'll see your candles, which is when? 3 a.m.?
Your finals time.
Finals time, it's the whole night, 5 a.m. Okay. So, and the Shulchan Aruch says that the last time for Shulchan Aruch is the things that Yech Shomim, and that since his last opinion, since you pass it like that, because usually you pass when they said the last opinion. He says that you don't know when you should see it, just that you have a whole night, you can light any time during the night. That's the final psalm of Shulchan Aruch. And if no one's up, no one's going to see it, you can still light the whole night. So, as I said, you can't go wrong. There's always going to be an opinion that you're okay lighting at the beginning and lighting at the end. So I myself, I try to get that early time, but I have no idea which is the best early time. So is it 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:10, 5:25, 5:40? I have no idea. And year to year, I keep on switching depending on what's in my subconscious. For some reason, I have an inspiration. I need to do 4:30, 10 to 5, 5 after 10, 5 o'clock, 5:10, 5:25, 5:40. But I don't wait for my wife or anyone. I mean, if I can get one of those early times, I'm not going to wait in my office. So I want to get the early time according to those appointments. But, you know, it's definitely can lie when other people are up. And in a pinch, you can lie the whole time. Now, another big issue comes out. Let's say you're not home. Let's say you're someplace else for a certain night of America. So if you're in some other home that you're going to sleep in, eat there, so of course you're going to lie over there. If you happen to go to a Hanukkah party and you have an issue lighting in your regular place, that's a problem. That apparently is a big split between the Hasidim and the Yeshivish world. The Hasidish world feels you can light any place as long as you do something over there. So if you go to a Hanukkah party, you're of course going to get home really late, so you buy the Hanukkah party at a nice early time, it's like 6 o'clock. So right at the party, people will see it early time, and you're eating there, so it's fine. That's what they say. The Shevish world is very much against that. They want you to light where you're going to sleep, basically, so you got to figure that out. You're going to get back in time, people are still up, but you want to do that if you can. Yes.
So just like by, I'm wondering if by Kiddush we say you can make it as you can make Kiddush multiple times if you want to make Kiddush for someone else. So by Ner Ish Beis, so we say, you know, even if your family is somewhere else totally, you can light, but can you light a second time for them, for a different aspect of the mitzvah even?
That's a very good question.
Because you get your zman, and then you get
light again for the family. They'll begin, and you're going to be motzi then with their mitzvah and your svardi. So there's only one set. Okay, that is a very good question. I myself would allow it. I think you could, because you're probably then with their mitzvah. But I think some poskim would say no, some poskim would say, when you lit the original candles, you were motzi then, you know the wrong thing.
Right.
So you would have to, Mishnah Torah says you would have to say, I don't want to be motzi these people on my first candles. And that would give you the option to light the second time. But if you don't say it, Mishnah Torah says, they get the mitzvah automatically. You really not know. So you want to light twice, so you want to have multiple lightings. It's good to say, I want to speak. First time. Now the Rav didn't agree with that. Mishnah Berurah, the Rav felt Ashkenaz that the mitzvah has two levels. There's a family mitzvah, which maybe is the first time someone lights, whether people are home or not. But then if anybody comes home, he wants to do his mitzvah called Mahadrin Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and he can light his own with his own bracha. That's what the Rav felt. So the Rav had multiple lightings with brachas.
But it's clear then you can make tanaim with this with the lighting. So you can say I'm gonna light it, but I'm gonna light it for a different aspect of chinuch.
For certain people, but not for other people, right? And then they do their own mitzvah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last year we learned about the bracha chinuch shasam nisim dam the ridia, seeing menorah. So I remember I just wanted to see if this is correct. I remember deciding that one because my father lights for me at home, but it's kind of weird because he's all the way in Los Angeles, but I'm Sephardi, so I light. I don't make the first bracha, but I make the second bracha.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would make sense, definitely. That would definitely make sense. Quite a lot of opinions, especially I think the Rav's opinion. The Rav is very strong about this opinion. That the second bracha shasavisim is for seeing the candles, not for being mad, but for seeing them, had a very big issue. You know, how do you work with that? So he always wanted us to say the bracha lahadlik, but say not the first night, but you have two or more candles. He said, say the lahadlik, light the first candle. Don't say shas anisim on that one. Then say shas anisim, for you saw the first one. Now light the second one. So that's what his basic opinion was, that you want to try to get as much as possible to see. The only time he allowed you to say the bracha shas anisim before you saw it was the first night. He did lie, he did say you could say shas anisim. As a bichas madlik, then even though some people would say the shosanis after the madlik, and I remember my father, he used to say the madlik, and then as he started to light, he would say shosanis, so he's saying shosanis while he's lighting it, so it's trying to straddle getting a madlik onto it and getting a riyah onto it, which is fine. Must have been the mimic by the Hasidim. Yeah, so the Rav like that the idea, so I think it's okay to do. The Sfaradis, Sfaradim don't do multiple lightings, they usually do one light for everybody, but someone who wants to get the Re'iyah, don't forget, you could get the Re'iyah just looking at other people's candles and say the Rav.
Yeah, but I'd like
you want to light your own, so.
Thank you.
So, good. Anyway, you're the Ashkenazi yeshivas. A little bit of influence. the massage is fat, even how stretch a little bit. It's okay.
You worldly yeshiva.
No, it's amazing. It's yeshiva's amazing. The number of people it has and the spread is just incredible. We had the Shabbaton Shabbos in Brooklyn. Like 10 fellows or so, and they were all over. One guy's Canada, one guy's from Texas, one guy's from Tennessee. It was amazing. This is Chicago, of course, New York, Washington, D.C. So she was a lot of boys all over the place. So it's very nice. It's good that there's a little bit of cross pollination. It's bad and a little bit of Ashkenazi, a little bit. It's good. Okay, so I think we hit the major issues. But if you have anything specific coming up, so you can talk to me about it and try to figure it out. But, just the Babich, he was a chassidus, obviously, so he was very many where you live, you can lie all over the place. The Rav was yeshivish, litvish. It was very strict to light only where you live, not to light all over the place. And that's still a big, kind of a big split in the Ashkenazi world in terms of where you, how many places you can light.
So a melech should be able to light everywhere in his kingdom.
Yeah, but the Bible should basically let the Hasidim in general, they light all over the place. Hanukkah parties, weddings, bridges, tunnels, White House, Kremlin, you name it, whatever you want, outside. Restaurants, on the streets, Central Park, you name it, they're lighting it all over the place. So, they really don't think, either Gemara does mention bias. Gemara gives you three locations, outside the bias, by the window, or on your table. That's all the Gemara mentions, but the Hasidim feel that that's just a convenience that the Gemara mentions that, but really it's all over the place, whereas we feel that's where you're located, where you want to do it. We were talking about it yesterday with some people about lighting on a train. Let's say a guy's on a train, let's say he's in an airplane. People sometimes on airplanes. Sometimes don't be said he has a daughter, she's going to get on a plane about 3 o'clock. I think she's going to be someplace in the west, in Las Vegas or something. She's getting into New York by 12 o'clock. So where is she supposed to light the candles? So telling me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach gave three solutions. But all three have no brachas. You can light on the plane with a flashlight. You can't make a fire because it'll arrest you as a terrorist. But you can take a flashlight and turn it on. And the Gemara says one candle works for each night. So your flashlight will be your candle, and you're on the plane, so this is where you are. You could send someone to your house back in New York and tell them, go to my house at 6 o'clock, get the key from so-and-so, light for me. What was the third solution? But, personally, I think, you know, if I was on a pinch, I would make a bracha. Either of those solutions.
You'd make a bracha on the shaliach for you?
Let the shaliach make a bracha. Okay. I thought the shaliach you like to make a bracha for you.
Isn't that what people usually do though? They have their wife light for them.
Yeah, right. So if there's no one in your house, so then that's that issue. Yeah.
So, but why does he say no bracha on a flashlight? If by Shabbos,
from a Zalman, he wasn't sure the airplane is called because he's a yeshiva. So
I see.
That
so it was the makom, not the light itself.
Yeah, the makom.
But the light, he would say,
it's fine.
Okay, because it's like an ish.
Yeah, that we do in hospitals. People in hospitals with an electric menorah. If the best thing if it has a battery, the batteries are here. Source of power. The other thing is, whenever you do light in the house, you try to make it burn as long as people are up. So let's say you are where you live, they're up, as I said, till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, so put in enough oil that it should burn that long, because you're getting a better mitzvah.